But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? All great things have to come to an end, but hopefully it's just going to be a temporary type of thing for Kaiser University. They were the defending national NAIH football champions, went undefeated right down to the final game where they faced off with number two Grandview in North Carolina. And what another great season. 12-1 for this Seahawk team. And in his first year as head coach, Miles Rust did an outstanding job. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy New Year. And wow. You know, what a great, another great year. And even though you lost, it's something to build on for the future.
No, absolutely. It's definitely been a blessing. This whole journey has been crazy. You know, being able to, you know, take this team with our players and our great coaching staff and, you know, go all the way to the national championship, being undefeated, going against a lot of Division II teams and really good NAIA opponents, especially in within our conference. And, you know, we were battle tested. And unfortunately, we didn't, you know, win the last one, win the national championship. But, you know, we want to learn from it and be ready to go and get back to it.
You know, Coach, you talk about the your conference, and obviously, I mean, it is really, people don't realize how competitive it is in the Sun Conference, because, you know, over the last couple of years, knocking heads with a Southeastern University in Lakeland or a St. Thomas University in Miami, not to mention Weber, which has really improved quite a bit. I mean, just getting out of your own conference nowadays,
exactly.
You know, it's not going to be easy anymore. Talk about how that got you ready, because like I said, the Southeastern universities in Lakeland, they recruit extremely well. So does Coach Reichel down at the at St. Thomas University. Talk about how that has gotten you ready.
No, and then I, you know, I want to make sure you know and understand it's never been easy. You know, those guys do a great job at you know, all of our respective teams in our conference. And nobody knows you more than your conference teams. And then those guys, we've been battling with those guys for the past, you know, 7 to 8 years. And everybody, you know, continue to get better. And I think that's really because of the talent that's in the that's in Florida, especially in the South Florida area, that we've really been able to tap into. So it's been great just to see how much those guys have grown and how much their conference has grown. That's why I love, you know, us getting an opportunity, especially St. Thomas as well, getting an opportunity to go to the playoffs and play these other teams, you know, up north. Just to try to show, you know, everybody that our conference does prepare us. And it's kind of funny that a lot of the teams that we played, they had similar styles to what we played in the playoffs that really got us prepared to make that deep run and getting to the national championship game.
Yeah, and not only that, you take a look at some of the teams. I mean, I had an opportunity in the opening round to see Georgetown College of Kentucky. And people don't realize that you look at Pikeville or you look at them or you look at Benedictine of Kansas, and those programs are pretty much the communities. You know, I mean, they're the towns. I mean, and I had an opportunity while I was watching that Georgetown-St. Thomas University game, one of the players on the team I covered in high school, and not only that, his dad was a head coach, used to be the head coach at Lake Gibson High School in Lakeland, and he came down and then said to me, he goes, you know, people don't realize how competitive NAIA football is. I mean, they're so fixed on this program or that program. He said, but I'll tell you what, in the Midwest, these programs are the lifeline of some of these cities.
Yes, absolutely. I think especially up north, those guys stay with those programs for, you know, all the way to 4 to 5 years. I think that's a, you know, a little bit of a difference of, you know, what we do down here, especially with our guys, you know, getting some Division I opportunities and continuing to grow. But those schools up there, they're able to keep their guys for, you know, 4 to 5 years. And so, like the Benedictine team that we were all able to play in the semifinals, they had like, you know, 45 seniors, something crazy that you just don't see anymore. And it's kind of fun to see it from them because that's, you know, it's kind of old school. You know, we're living in their age, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is with college football. But guys are not part of your program for that long. So being able to see that is really, you know, cool to see. And I think that's why they're able to be so competitive because they've been able to build their program and, you know, have those guys for that long.
Yeah. No doubt. Coach Miles Rush joins us, head coach at Kaiser University. And, you know, you start the year out with a pair of Division II programs. And obviously the Division II has more, you know, they have a lot more kids on a lot of those teams. You get a chance to play in North Greenville, you know, a team that you won in overtime. Newberry, which is well known as well in South Carolina. How do those programs and how do those games prepare you for the season ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. Those teams, just not only were they well coached, but they just had so many athletes from top to bottom. You know, that Newberry team, you know, fought right before we played them. They fought Valdosta really tough. That North Greenville team had a lot of big wins within their conference as well in that GSC conference, and playing a lot of the teams in that Georgia, North Carolina Division II. So, They got us ready. They got us prepared, and they showed us what it would take, the physicality up front, what it would take to, you know, try to make that long run. And that was just something for our program, just to show the country that, you know, we're still trying to continue to build this thing the right way, and, you know, how we've been doing it for some time. So being able to do that was really big for us, and definitely a confidence builder. Especially, you know, with me being the first time head coach, a lot of people on the outside didn't think that we were going to be too much. So being able to play those teams and get those wins and really kind of show the rest of the country what we were kind of preparing over here, that was really fun to, you know, be a part of, and it's been a blessing that we were able to keep it going even after those two big wins.
Yeah, and not only that, now becomes the off season, which is really important for you. You guys have a lot of events at your school, a lot of camps. You have 7-on-7s. You do a lot to get the athletes and their parents on campus. Talk about that, because I think that's important, because obviously you're going to sign some kids over the next couple of months, but at the same time, set the table for the off season into the spring and the summer, where you guys have a lot of Friday night events that yes. Bring in the parents, bring in the kids. How vital is that to the program?
No, it's just so vital. And I told a lot of the coaches that, you know, we're coming. We've been playing and doing the playoffs and going to the national championship game. And sometimes it's tough not being able to kind of being late of being able to go to these schools. So we're excited that everybody's getting back to school, and we're going to be at these schools, and we're going to be able to invite some of these guys back to our university and have those Friday night lights and have our official visits, and, you know, and especially in the summer as well. So that's been big for us. And, you know, sometimes, you know, honestly, us going so deep is we're a little bit late, you know, getting to these schools since we've been playing and practicing. But now, you know, it's time to work. You know, I'm literally just getting off a flight from Pittsburgh and being away with my family. And now it's time to, you know, get out recruiting. And it should be good. It should be fun.
Yeah. Well, you obviously you deserve a vacation, but I know you're a worker, and I know you're going to get back. And plus, this was kind of a double good thing. Your alma mater won the state championship in football.
Yeah.
That's a big thing as well. Coach, I can't thank you enough. You're a class act. I love being around you guys, and I'm going to make it a point to get up there a couple of times again in the off season to see some of the camps. Again, congratulations over the last couple of years, and keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Coach. Thank you.
Good stuff. Coach Miles Rust, the head coach at Kaiser University.